Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I missed that.
One of our teasers. It was Fly Pelicans Fly. Oh.
Come on, take my material.
Sackie's a big Godfather, Scarface fan too. But no. So I went
played it for 2 days straight.
But no, I mean, Sackie don't be getting up listening to the show, but he got better things to do.
I call cap on that.
he has better things to do, trust me.
You guys rooting for the Pelicans tonight?
No. But no,
I'm worried more about the Warriors.
My A-Block tease, it was Fly Pelicans Fly, and I said, you know, like the infamous Tony Montana said, Fly Pelicans Fly! The Pelicans are soaring right now, Mully. I felt really proud of that.
Did Mully get the reference?
He knows who Tony Montana is. He's a mob movie.
Oh.
And he just played along.
We were watching Giants post game with the lovely Laura Britt and Rich Aurelia and Alex Pavlovich. And then they did a graphic for the Kings game, right? Kings Warriors coverage.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And there was Bonte Hill, Chris Mullin, and Festus Ezeli. Mully and Festus, the biggest smiles you have ever seen in your life.
I hate this
and
promo.
And Bonte looking so angry and meat
hugging. I hate the promo.
Did they tell you to do that, Bonte?
No. So we
I'm going to send the picture to the chat.
So how that works is, and I'll read the legal in just a second. How that works is we do a lot of media shots before the season, a lot of photos, and we take a lot of pictures, different angles, and they're like, look tough, smile, look tough again, smile wider. Smile to the right, smile to the left. And so this promo that they doctored up,
okay,
because we read it Sunday and Friday, I go, and I said this on live air, on live television. I go, why am I looking so mean? Looks like I'm getting ready for a game. Like I have eye black. I mean, it's just, it makes me look terrible. Like I'm playing a game.
Like you're Kobe or LeBron?
Like I'm Kobe or LeBron.
You kind of look like Sosa after he was mad at Scarface for not executing the assassination.
It's terrible.
I told you a long time ago not to. I'm not even going to get there.
Yeah, no, don't even get there. Yeah, they got me looking like I got an eye black on, like I'm looking tough.
It's a game face.
Yeah, but no, I should be smiling.
It does look a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Like I'm looking way too tough. No, I've seen it. We've done it on
YouTube. No, I'm showing the YouTube audience.
Oh, all right. We could, yeah.
We'll tweet it out.
But you know what?
Don't tweet it out.
Your beard looks lined up. Everything else looks good.
It looks great. The suit looks great. The pocket square looks great.
Yeah.
You know?
It's interesting. I won't explain exactly what happened, but I didn't have the appropriate attire to one night, and I felt like I was underdressed. And so I said to myself, I probably am going to need to get a blazer at some point or some sort of a jacket, a coat. Someone explained to me the difference between your normal suit jacket and like a quote-unquote blazer or a dinner jacket. Like, are they all different things? Do they have buttons or metal buttons?
You know, my blazer has the same buttons as my suit jacket.
So you have a blazer?
Yeah.
And what color is it?
I got a blue one and I have a red one.
So a blue and a red blazer, mm-hmm. but they don't have
like
a
dark red, darkish red.
So a suit jacket, though, is different how?
I don't think they're different because I have the same pockets in the blazer that I do in the suit jacket.
And is there a difference in the buttons?
No, the buttons are the same, too.
Is it simply you don't have bottoms?
I maybe don't have bottoms go with it. Yeah, because I'm confused too. When I got my Blazers, Blazers are the same as the suit jacket. So I don't. Maybe somebody could describe that.
Our Blazers.
We call our boy Sandy from Men's Warehouse.
Good call. We should hear him.
Hey, Sandy, you out there?
Yeah.
Send me a text, buddy.
Well, I got to get something for the little guy for his christening coming up.
Somebody says you could purchase Blazers without the pants and the entire suit, so that makes it a blazer, I guess.
We need somebody who's a legitimate fashion expert.
Because you can tailor blazers too. You can tailor blazers to your, to your.
Does it have anything to do with like the shoulders? I'm just asking. Yeah, is it the print?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anybody top you to do the legal?
Okay, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGBZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. And don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. And you can now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages, as we have added the QR code on both pages. Also, shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line. Let's go to our main man, Nick in Berkeley. Nick, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, Bonte, I can't tell you who's not nervous, who's nervous, but I can tell you who's not. That's me, Nick in Berkeley. I'm telling you, we riding on a candy blue 98 with gold Dayton's, and we coming through sack high side, straight dipping, gas brake, letting the bumper slap the ground on you tricks. Check it out, Sack. Y'all smell like straight cow patties up there, man. Get some cologne for your whole city, man. Do a helicopter flyby. You guys are ancient up there, man. You're stuck in the 80s like somewhere out in Michigan, deep in the cuts, man. Check it out. You have nothing coming. You want to talk about Draymond Green? He's going to go Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley all in one on you. You can't even phase us. You know what I'm saying? We got all the pieces together, and Coach Kerr's going to simply out-coach the student like he did. He never should have left the Warriors to go coach Sack anyways. He was hating on Kerr. But anyways, some coaches got to bail out. But Mike Brown is a student. Kerr is the guru. It's playoff time. Here comes Kerr's the playoff playbook. The rest of you cats got regular season little high school plays that fizzle out because you don't know how to counterpunch when it comes to coaching basketball. Basketball is all about counterpunch. It's all adjustments to every single play. If y'all can't play that chess game, which you can't, well, that's because your center is soft. And we're about to teabag the whole squad, man. Let's go, Doug.
Oh, man. Look, it just dawned on me. Like, Nick and Berkeley, he brings the fire as always. Talk about go dates and stuff, high sight. That was pretty cool. But listen, our Warrior fans just like, we're in a 9-10 game.
We've fallen
our heart. Like, we're in a 9-10 game. Like, think about that.
We've got a little Maximus once he got, excommunicated from the entire, Rome area or wherever wherever it was. But that's where we're at. I mean, we're working our way back up here.
I mean,
yes, it was Rome. It was the Colosseum.
Thank you. I was trying.
I mean,
it's all right.
You know, we're in a 9-10 game. And that's a disappointment in itself. Now, if you could win the next two games and you could get to the first round of the playoffs, now you could reset and say, okay, cool. Got a good matchup against OKC. And I can, trust me, I dressed up that Blazers game as well as anybody has done anything all season long.
Look, that's some of my best work. Henderson.
And that game came down.
71 and you know what?
They were up six. They were up 6 or 9 minutes left in the game, the Portland Trail Blazers. So I felt good about that. But I could also talk people into, hey, the Warriors do have a shot against OKC. When you look at all the games they played, 3 to 4 matchups came down to the wire. Could have gone either way. So I could sell, but we got to get there first. And the fact that the Warriors have to win two games just to get to the playoffs, like, this could be it. Like, the reality
is, you ready?
They could be it.
Okay. Don't tell me you're not scared, whatever. Are you ready? If it isn't it, are you ready to make dramatic changes?
I'll let you know when the season's over. That's a tease. That's a great tease. That's a tease.
I don't know, Joe.
I'll let you know how I feel once the season's over. I'm not ready to reveal yet or put that out into the stratosphere. But when the season's over, trust me, I got notes on notes on notes, man. I know where you're at. Absolutely. And how could Joe Lacob not? By the way, Blake Griffin retiring from basketball. After 14 seasons. Now,
did he play this year?
No, I don't think so.
So I guess the league retired him. Just making sure we're clear on that.
Mitch Richmond joining Steiny and Guru at 1 o'clock today. Mitch Richmond, the Hall of Famer. We love Mitch. We saw him at the Olympic Club. One of our greatest photos ever.
Was Blake Griffin the same draft as Steph Curry?
Yes, correct.
But didn't play because of the knee injury?
Yep.
Wow.
Number one overall.
Think about what the first 5 years of his career versus the first 5 years of Steph.
It's unbelievable.
It really is.
It is unbelievable.
Wow. Okay, what were you saying?
Mitch Richmond, Olympic Club. We got to see him.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot the stuff with him.
Yeah, we got a great photo.
Great photo. Great photo.
Speaking of two guys great in tuxes looking great phenomenal.
Photo. We did look phenomenal.
We looked phenomenal.
We looked like $1 million.
We really did.
And that is some of our
I've
best
heard
work.
From people for the last 6 months about how that was the best of all the charity nights, and we were just ripping everybody.
Oh, wow.
Go Anybody figure. Could get it.
Go figure. I've heard that about Ring Night. Heard that about the Positive Coaches Alliance.
I guess you're the common denominator.
I guess so. Let me humble my... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm totally
I'm gonna
joking,
be humble
guys.
With this one.
I'm totally joking, people. I'm totally joking.
The guy who says he's the most...
I know, I'm totally joking, man. You're don't not. Take me serious. No.
It's okay.
No. You did most of the talking that night. I was just playing off of you. We had a good time. We got something from Duke.
I was rooting against Bonte.
Yeah, I know. Guru's one of my biggest haters. By the way, Guru sent me...
at least Bonte didn't win.
So I'm not in that keeper league, right? Uh-huh. I basically bailed out.
Uh-huh.
I was like, screw you guys. Yeah. Especially with Philly
Pulled
Zoo.
Pulled Blake Griffin.
Yeah, Philly Zoo trying to say...
with you, but you
Philly,
said you retired.
Philly Zoo goes, well, you can start off with Tatis or Strider. You're all good. Strider's out for the season. So Guru sent me the standings, right? I guess he's in first place after 3 weeks, but he's up a point out
just
Big
like
Dog
his
City.
Pirates.
Yeah, just like his Pirates. Right, he'll fade. But Philly Zoo's in last place. Philly Zoo is in last place in this league, Shasky.
Uh-huh.
And so I sent it to Philly Zoo at Big Talk, and I said, Karma's you know what.
Oh.
And Philly Zoo just went irate. This just confirms that you blame me. Philly Zoo, you got a little narcissism in you, buddy. Relax. It's not that deep. Enjoy last place. Anything that makes a Philadelphia fan suffer, I'm here for it.
So much inside drama. Let's get inside the heads of Kings pre and post on the other side.
Kyle Draper.
Bonte, make sure you don't miss that break, bro.
Kyle Draper coming up on the other side, brought to you by Safeway.
Monk puts it up. And Curry's got the board. Green gets tied up. And a technical has been assessed. Sabonis is down.
Let me say this. Draymond stepped on him, but Sabonis grabbed his leg first.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we had Tim Kempton on the radio today. The physicality has gotten out of control. It is not basketball that's being played right now in the NBA. It is bully ball out there. The NBA has gone too far the other way. Like, this is not fun to watch. Tim Kempton said it. And this is a guy that played in the 90s, played Bad Boys Pistons and all that. And for what I saw out there tonight, and it's not against Sacramento, it's not against Phoenix, it's against both teams. The NBA has to clean that up. I think there's too much physicality.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy, and then tune into the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
All right, that's Kyle Draper, that's Sabonis and Draymond from last year, game two of that first round series between the Kings and the Warriors, which the Warriors won in 7 games. And tonight's referees, before we get to my main man, Drapes, Gucci Man, a.k.a. James Williams, that's your crew chief, Aaron Smith, and Mark Lindsay. Those are your referees for tonight in Sacramento. So no Scott Foster, but you get Gucci Man, Chase Williams, and you get Kyle Draper up there in the 916.
Is that what Williams' is boy?
You like Gucci Man, right? Gucci Man calls a good game, hey. Kyle.
Hey, I'm a Gucci Man guy, whether it's on the basketball court or dropping bars. I'm a Gucci Man fan,
yeah.
Bro.
Kyle Draper, of course, he does play-by-play for the Kings. He's pre- and post-game show host, radio show up there, KHGK with our main man, Whitey Gleason. I mean, he does it all up there in Sacramento. But that rant last Friday, I'm not going to lie, man, that's some of your best work, Kyle.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. You know, and let me tell you where it was spurned from, because it's something I've been thinking for a few days, for a few weeks, actually, because you know how it is, Bonte and boys. You sit there, you watch the game, and, you know, when you watch it on TV, I said in the boys. And so so when you watch it on TV, you don't see it. But I'm watching it right there, calling the game, and guys are getting slapped across the arm. Guys are getting held. And then I go on the post-game show with Morgan and Chelsea, and they're like, well, Sabonis has to do this. Fox is. I'm like, no, forget all that. What we're seeing, watching right now is not pro basketball, man. That's prison ball. That's ball in the streets we grew up. Like, you got to call your own fouls out there now because you're not going to get the whistle.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
But Drapes, I mean, can't you at least acknowledge how, you know, hypocritical it is when Sabonis literally initiates contact on every possession for his entire career, dropping the shoulder and trying to plow through people? Like, come on, dog.
Nah, hold on now, Jesse. We're not going to start this. We're not going to start coming at Drapes. If you heard my rant, I say it's both ways. It's not. It didn't benefit Phoenix or Sacramento. Like, it's both ways, and it's. I just don't like that brand of basketball. This has nothing to do with the Sacramento Kings. I'm talking about from a fan's perspective, a guy that grew up loving the game. My first memory of basketball was before you guys were even born, big fella, back in 1983 when Moses Malone and Dr. J led the Sixers to the championship. That's how far I go back, Fonte and Chef. So
I was in diapers, Drapes. I was in diapers at 1 year old. So I was alive. I was alive and cooking. Maybe I was saying, fo-fo-fo. Maybe those are my first words, Drapes.
We know that ain't the case. We know that's not the case. But no, I just don't like that. I don't like all the grabbing and holding. I don't mind physicality with the body. Like your boy Gary Payton II, that block he had, who was that against? I forget. Like, he just totally body checked the guy at the rim, and there was no foul.
Serious?
Like, what are we doing here?
Kyle, what are we doing is we're meeting a guy at the apex of the rim.
Oh, Rui Hachimura? Rui Hachimura? That was wrong.
Pushing him against the glass.
Yeah, that was all ball. Come on, don't do that.
Hey, we know the contact, link. Fellas. What about the body contact?
Oh my gosh! Hey, guys, all these
this is why I can't come on Warriors Radio.
No. You know why?
You guys
Drapes?
Don't see the game objectively.
No. We do. No, trust me. Stephen Curry gets one of the worst whistles I've ever seen. A superstar. It is what it is. I just it's baked into the equation that NBA refs are bad. All these refs are bad. So I don't even focus on that. However, you brought up GP2 and Steph and Sabonis and all that. You can't get foul calls when you're shooting half of your shots from the three-point line. The Kings have become too three-point reliant, Kyle. You know that.
I agree with you, and I agree that, you know, like we had 58 threes against the OKC. You can't take 58 threes and then complain about the officiating after the game. You got to go in there and be more aggressive. And, you know, that's the one thing I've said about De'Aaron Fox. And I'll tell you, fellas. This is me being objective. So mark this down. Clip this. Play this next week when we're talking about the Kings next week. De'Aaron Fox needs to figure out a way to be like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Needs to figure out a way to be like Luka Doncic. Those guys are almost actors. They're seeking the contact and making the officials call the fouls. De'Aaron is sort of avoiding it a little bit, trying to contort around it. He needs to get to the line more, man. He needs to be a better seller of foul calls.
Yeah, but I think that's why I actually like him a lot, is he's not like those guys. Luka's amazing, but he drives me crazy with all of, like, he turns the official on every play and he's whining, he's trying to call him palms up because his palms are up and he's pleading his case at every single turn. It drives me nuts. Like, part of why I've loved Steph Curry's career is he doesn't look for baiting of the fouls. Now, he's done it a little more the last couple of years.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Steph falls down on every three-pointer, Shasky.
Oh, God.
What are we talking about? He is begging for
foul calls. Yeah, that's why he scored 50 last year in Game 7.
He's on the street corner with his lunch pail out, begging for change out there.
Dog, are you still salty that the Eagles got stomped in December? Is that why you're coming out?
I don't
want to
bring up football right now. We know how our season ended. We know how our season ended.
Exactly, right?
Let's not go there, Shasky. We know how we walked out of Las Vegas.
We
lost that in Las Vegas. That regular season game against the Eagles means nothing to me.
Forever.
It means nothing. coming to me after what happened in Las Vegas.
You know what it is, Bonte? That's loser's mentality from Shasky.
There you go.
He's talking about a regular season game when his squad choked away to a Super Bowl. Come on, man. Come on, you're at the same point as the Eagles. There's 31 other losers in the NFL. There's only one winner. Come on now.
I hate to say this, but I agree with Kyle Draper there. So we get along so well. That's a loser mentality. Go figure it out.
Keep shooting. Maybe you'll hit another one.
I'll focus on Keon Ellis and the others because I know what Fox is going to do. Wiggins is going to take that assignment and try to slow down Fox. Fox has been a high volume guy, but he's a player. We know that. He's going to get his. Draymond, Looney, TJD against Sabonis. I feel pretty good about that matchup for the Golden State Warriors tonight. But the wild cards, Keegan Murray, Keon Ellis, and dare I say, Harrison Barnes? How are Kings fellas feeling about those three players here? Because if all three of those guys have a good game, I think the Kings are moving on.
Yeah, I mean, let's keep it real. We're a little worried about tonight. No Malik Monk, no Kevin Herter. I mean, Malik's our third best player,
yes. And
he's been that this entire season. And so that's a major loss. But you guys know as well as I do, it's only one game. If this was a best-of-seven series, I think the Warriors have a great chance. But just one game, who's going to be that guy? I told the story when I was in Boston back in 2017. Celtics-Wizards Game 7. Isaiah Thomas had 29. But Kelly Olynyk had 26 in that game. Mm. That game is viewed as the Kelly Olynyk game. So who's it going to be tonight? Is it going to be the Keon Ellis game? Is it going to be the Keegan Murray game? The Trey Lyles, Harrison Barnes? Somebody has to step up, man, and make some shots, you know? If not, you guys are going to win. Listen, you know, it is what it is.
So who do you fear from the Warriors? Because, Warrior fans are all over the place. I mean, Steph, we need to bail us out. Who do you guys fear from the Warriors' perspective?
Well, obviously, Steph, but if we're talking, I think Kuminga, depending on his health, I know he's banged up. Like, we have no answer for him. Like, his physicality and when he tries to get downhill, I mean, he has proven to be a problem for us. And so I'm worried about him. I'm also worried, to me, guys, let's keep it. The Trayce Jackson-Davis DeMontis Sabonis matchup, Sabonis has to own that. He has to atone for what happened last postseason. Like, this is an all-NBA guy, an all-star. He can't let a rookie, you know, match him or bottle him up. I don't need 14, 8, and 7 from DeMontis Sabonis. He has to have, like, a 25, 15, and 9 kind of game. Like, he has to be – there's more pressure on him than anybody else in this series.
Really?
So, basically, those calories can't be empty tonight.
They've never been empty, Big Bell. Let me just say that. They've never been empty, you know. Even a little couple of curl-ups, you know, you burn it off some calories. It may not be the full workout, but he has to – dude, he just got paid $217 million before the season and an extension. So you got to go out there and earn it. I'm going to keep it real. DeMontis Sabonis has to be the best big on the floor tonight for the Kings to win.
No doubt. Listen, Kyle, looking at this game, who's the most hated person in Sacramento? Is it Shasky? Is it myself? Or is it Draymond Green?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. That's tough. Like, Shasky, I'm starting to hate more and more as we do this interview, so he's rising up the list right there because he's just a hater all around.
Yeah.
You know, anything I like, he hates. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I like scrambled eggs. He hates scrambled eggs.
I'm a poached guy.
I like bacon. He loves it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But, no, Draymond, man. And here's the thing about your boy Draymond, Sponte. You know this. Draymond, hey, man, he's a wild card tonight. The dude got kicked out 4 minutes into a game. Like, we're going to try to get under his skin. The fans are going to be ready for him. We're going to try to get him off his game, man. And I envision Steph Curry with his hands, his head in his hands, his face in his hands, shaking his head, walking off the court saying, you know what, this Draymond thing, man, I'm done with it. That's how I want to send this Warriors dynasty off into the sunset with Steph shaking his head, crying about Draymond once again getting ejected.
Which pre- and post-game show has to have this game more? The Kings or the Warriors?
Ooh.
That's a great question.
This is tough. Hey, let's keep it real, Bonte. This is the worst-case scenario for NBC, right? One of us is going to be out tonight. Seriously.
We might both be out by the end of the week. Me and you are going to do Rochambeau for baseball games.
Schaefer.
No, I want to do the A's game. No, I want to host the A's pre- and post. No, I want to because I'm text going to dry up real quick.
Look at Vivek in the front front row at Sutter Health Park.
I will not be yelling like Jumper this summer saying, I am paid handsomely by NBC. No, them checks will be blank.
Exactly. I think we both need this, man. We don't want this to be over yet. It doesn't feel right, Ted, that it could end this week. I wish we could both have ends.
All right, so what happens, man? What's your gut telling you, Kyle? What's your gut telling you?
I think it's going to be a close game. I think the question for our guys is, can we stay together in the fourth quarter? We seem to collapse. Like, you know, without Malik and Kevin, man, we could play good for a half, three quarters, but putting that full four quarters together has been a challenge for us. But, you know, I got to ride or die with my guys. I told you, it's going to be somebody where we look at and say, dang, Keon Ellis had 22 tonight?
That worries
something
me.
Like that. Davion Mitchell had 18. And so I'm picking Kings in a close one. I'm going to go 117-114 Sacramento.
Wow, Sacramento covers the spread there. Real quick, you brought up Keon Ellis. Shasky was asking me, what does Keon Ellis do well? We know he shoots the three, but what else does he do? Is he a good ball handler? Can he go to the rack? Can he finish around the rim? Because his three-point shot, he's hoisting them up. He takes over five a game.
Yeah, yeah, he's getting them up, and that three-point shot is legit. And what he's been doing lately, which has surprised me because we just haven't seen the dude a whole lot, he's got a little float game to him as well. He's not going to get in there and power it up inside with the trees, but he has a little runner game, and he puts it on the floor when guys close out on him. So look for that tonight. And, of course, his on-ball defense, man, that's the one thing where, you know, I'm encouraged with Sacramento. We got a number of guys to throw at Steph Curry. Nobody's going to stop Steph. I mean, Steph is, but if we could just make him work defensively, I think we have a chance.
All right, James, have fun.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Go ahead, Shasky. We know the Warriors, like, they lose this one. It's operation end of the world and trade everyone and switch everything up. If the Kings lose, how much heat's on Mike Brown?
I don't think it's on Mike Brown as much as Monty McNair, the GM,
okay,
fellas, because we didn't really add anybody in the offseason. We had a Chris Duarte and Sasha Vezenkov. They really haven't panned out. We didn't do anything at the trade deadline. So I think a lot of fans are like, Monty, what are we doing here? And so this is a critical offseason. I think Mike Brown I'll be honest with you guys. I think Mike's done a hell of a job. 46 wins in this tough Western Conference. Like, everybody is better in this West. It's been a tough conference. And to keep this team together and only finish two games behind last year's pace when everybody was down, I think he's done a hell of a job, man, and people aren't giving him credit. But I think really the pressure goes up on our GM, Monty McNair. Mm. He has to make some moves this offseason, win or lose, fellas. Mm. Like, I think everybody understands, win or lose tonight, changes got to be made here in Sacramento.
Malik Monk.
From a player perspective, roster. Yep.
Real quick, Kyle, before we let you go. Malik Monk, have we seen him play his last game in Sacramento?
If I was a betting man, I'd probably say yes. And here's why, fellas. Not because Malik doesn't want to be here. Somebody's going to offer him a bag, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to offer him more than the Kings can offer. And if you're a player like Malik, you haven't really secured the big bag yet, the big contract, 4 years, 90 or 4 years, 100, whatever it may be, that's going to be hard to turn down, man. I don't think he's going to take no hometown discount or anything right. like that. Like, this is his time to get the bag. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he made that decision, especially if you can go to an Orlando, and I know Clay's been rumored there, or somebody like that, you know, a Philadelphia, I don't know, yeah. somebody like that, you know, where you can still contend and get the bag. Yeah, it's going to be hard, I think.
Yeah, wow, wow. Should be a lot of fun there today at the G1C. We got a little rivalry going on between the Warriors and the Kings, a rematch of last year's first-round playoff series. The last three games in the regular season was decided by 1 point between the Warriors and the Kings, so this should be a lot of fun up there at the G1C. Drapes, I'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the time, as always, brother.
All right, fellas, talk to y'all soon.
Anytime.
Sounds good.
Kyle Draper, man. You know, good guy, man. He's fun.
The Malik Monk question, we'll start there, and then we'll work yep. our way back. This is why when they signed Harrison Barnes, it was like, and you're going to extend Sabonis?
Well, you know, the story up there was that they didn't really want Harrison Barnes back. They weren't calling Harrison Barnes. They were trying to make other moves. They were trying to see what was up with Kyle Kuzma. They were trying to see what's up with Pascal Siakam in the offseason and other things such as that nature. Harrison Barnes was like a last resort option. Was like, damn, we don't really have nobody else, so we got to keep him, because if we lose him, we lose somebody. You know what I'm saying?
You got to look down the road at Malik Monk.
No, I agree. And even with the extension with Sabonis.
Yeah, you called like, that from the
right,
jump.
Right, Sabonis one, it, look.
200 hasn't even kicked in?
Hasn't even kicked in yet.
$200 million extension.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'd have a tough time paying that full 200.
So Malik Monk, I mean, when you pay Harrison Barnes, we offset it. Boy, it really pit. Like, Harrison Barnes has made so much money in this league. It's ridiculous. It really has. It really is.
I'm looking at it right now. You want me to tell you how much?
It's over $200 million, right?
Bonte, he right now has made $184 million. He's on pace to collect $220 yep. after these next two.
Yep.
The next two seasons, yep. excuse me.
$220
for a guy that's never been an all-star.
It's incredible. Incredible.
I mean, that's wow.
And I'm looking at Sabonis here. Sabonis this year is making 30.6. Next year, Sabonis jumps up to $41.8 million.
Now, how old would he be in that year?
Right now, he's 27, so he'd be 28. Then he's making 44.9, then 48, then 51 in 2027, 28.
It's just, so, like, his style of play is very particular, where he's got to have the ball a lot in his hands to be... He's a usage guy. That's the way I view him. Like, you got to run a lot through him.
All right, you ready to turn up for our last 15 minutes?
I am. Turn I mean, I up. Thought I turned it up with the Draper interview.
No, you did a good job.
I tried.
You brought it. No, you did a great job.
Well, I thought he didn't know my name. And
no, he knows you.
And then, you know, you. Just kind of like went with it. But
oh,
I didn't.
Oh, Drape knows you. He knows you.
Yeah?
He knows what time it is.
Sounds like he's not happy with me.
Ah, it's all fun. He leads into it.
Well, I mean.
He had a good thing. Drapes, when he was in Boston working with the Celtics pre- and post-game show, uh-huh. he was doing a lot with our good friend Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, Scal.
They had a great back and forth together. Yeah. Like, it was like a thing up there in Boston.
Nice.
Drapes and Scal. So
well, now it's Kendrick Perkins.
Now it's Kendrick Perkins. What's he saying? Who's he picking, the Kings?
Well, I'll tell you.
You know he's happy about this. Oh, if the Warriors lose tonight.
It is a dent in Steph Curry's legacy if yeah. he doesn't like, win this game.
No, I will say this.
I'm telling you, if he don't win it, we will take away two rings. Stephen A., you know I'm right.
Hey, listen.
How's my perk? Is it any good?
That was more of a slow Southern draw, yeah. But I'll give you a two.
Listen, but no, you know, perk is like he's waiting for the demise, and it go to St. Louis. But you're the first person I heard say, "Boy, if Steph doesn't win this game, it's going to be a hit on his legacy." Nobody's even thinking like that.
I was suggesting that's what he would say.
Yeah, no, I know that. But it's the first time I ever. Because there will be somebody who dares to say, "Boy, Steph Curry legacy. He can't get out to play a game. Oh. He's 0-3 to play a game."
Well, you just went from 10-2.
This is a legacy game?
Oh my God! If anybody dares to say this is a Steph Curry legacy game, I would not subscribe to that.
No, it's not a legacy game, but these little games, you know. Little games. These types of games do get accentuated, and people will remember them because, you know, there's haters everywhere, and there are Steph stans who are going to, for example.
Let's do rapid fire here.
When LeBron hit that shot and saw 5 rims or 12 rims or whatever he said, there are LeBron fans, Curry couldn't win the playing game.
Rapid fire. Who's this game mean? Like, to me, on the pecking order of who needs he game the most individually.
He said Sabonis.
He said Sabonis. Draper said Sabonis. But I'm looking at it from just the Warriors' point of view.
Yeah.
To me,
Draymond Green needs this the most.
Okay. I got Kuminga.
Wow.
In my top three.
See, I got Draymond for a variety of reasons. A, it's Sacramento.
Yeah.
It's Sabonis. He's done a lot of talking on the podcast the last couple of weeks.
And
he's a part of the reason, why you're in the 10 seed. He's got 3 more years left on his deal. I think this is a big Draymond Green game.
888-957-9570. If you want to get in real quickly, rapid fire, 30 seconds or less. Who's this game mean more to?
Clay?
Is it Steph? Is it Clay? Is it Wiggins? Is it Draymond? Who's got to have this game? Who's got to have it? Individually. Yeah, I think JK. This is a huge one for him.
But he can just shut up. That none of the young guys are going to play that much.
I know that, but JK can earn a lot of equity with this fan base if he goes out there and balls out and has a solid game. Because I could see the finger. If JK goes out there 21 minutes and he goes 3 of 11,
he's set up to be the fall guy.
Yeah, the scapegoat.
Absolutely.
I don't like that.
What was the name of the actor who was the fall guy? Come on.
What?
Are you thinking of Ipe, the show?
No, there was a TV show.
That's what I'm thinking about. Chris Carter? Chris Carter's boys?
Always going to fall guy.
Meanwhile, Duke of the City.
What?
Duke of the City, real quick.
Cold Seavers.
Duke of the City. See, a lot of people say Clay has to have it tonight. Clay and Wiggins have to show up.
This is a legacy game.
Clay going for 50 tonight, according to Esmet Diaz. That's how you say his name. Duke in the City. How about this? You got to love our roasters. The Duke is one of our great roasters.
Steve Kerr, they're saying.
Steve Kerr. Legacy game for Steve Kerr. Wow.
4 rings.
Wow.
This is the game that matters for his legacy.
Well, here's Duke of the City. He's got a rap, and it's fully produced.
Fully produced?
Yes. Here it is. You ready for this?
I'm not sure.
I'm ready for this. I don't even know what I'm clicking.
Knock, who's there? It's them golden dudes. Yeah, them dubs from the Bay, having it they way. You know about Steph and Clay, revolutionizing new solutions about how to play. Putting that ball through the rim, nonstop, that's them. And Draymond is Mr. IQ, yeah, that's him. Defense, get the offense going. GP2, that's what he do. He guard you from 92, y'all ain't know it. And Mr. Poole take you to school with a crossing fade from 38 feet away. Now it's payday, money time. I think they about to move back the 3-point line. And don't let Looney get moody and moody. Go Looney, have your team looking shorter than Mr. Mickey Rooney. Man, it's the roots of this game we love. And y'all know I'm not lying. It's about that old crying. Golden State Warriors, it's playoff time. Morning roast, butter toast, it's time to rise. Steph and Clay shooting threes from the 415. Tenderloin, that's the gunner for the butter with the garlic inside. Now we all geared up and we ready to ride. GP2 steal the ball like a GTA. Spin them tires, swing it back, that's the Oakland way. Since we talk about D, we talking Draymond Green. He's the master of the biz and the leader of the team. Shoulder get a ticket, keep the refs and the rest in check. Can't forget JK, Jordan Poole, and Young Club. Just the Wild Wild West, that's why we hire young guns. 95.7 the game is a mothership. We're about to hear when Joe Shackey shoot a straight from the hip. Can't forget Sam Lubman, we about to dip. Back to back, Golden State for this championship.
Golden State Warriors versus the Kings. You know we up here, about to do our thing. Get through these playoffs so we can get our fifth ring. Let it shine, shine, baby, with that bling, bling, bling. Yeah, baby. Got to do what it do. Watch GP2, man, dunk on you. Hella three-pointers from Wiggins and Poole. Pray Draymond Green don't lose his cool. Frisco, we going wild. Hope he don't get no more technical fouls. Up and down the court, Looney and Moody smash. Watch Steph and Clay shoot the ball and splash. Baby, you know we winners. Acting a fool up in the Chase Center. Fuck sure.
Oh, I love it! You okay over there? Duke, I love it. Wherever you're at.
At the end there, he said, I need to rhyme with something. I need to rhyme. Well, we can't post that online. You can't post that online. It was a great rap.
It was.
It was a great rap. And then my man forgot the station.
Wrong call letters, but that's okay.
That's okay. We know what you meant, man.
How did he forget when Duke said 95-7 came in the rap?
I don't know.
We might need Guru to
fix that last part.
Oh, man.
I lost. I'm out.
That was good. Gotta need some edits made. Estimated Eyes, my bad. Estimated Eyes, that's the YouTube name. Oh, we got Duke. Duke in the city. What's happening,
what
Duke?
What up, Duke?
Lakeview in the house.
Man, Bonte and Shasky already know, man. It's the family tree, man. That was G-Live going first. Of course, RIP, the UNLV, Ballhead Rick, man. We going to take the Kings down, man. We going to keep bringing this fire like we always do. We going to hold the Bay down, man. That's what we do from the Sco to the O to beat the San Jose, the Niners and the Giants. It's the Golden State. All our teams on their way to be great warriors. Come out to play. Man, I love y'all, man. It's for life.
I love
hey,
that,
rest
Duke.
In peace,
love
Ball
you,
Head Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. Rest in
great
peace.
Great soul.
The Ball Head Rick, man, just recently lost his life. R.I.P. the Ball Head Rick. The UNLV ain't no boys, man. That was a great rap. I just can't get over
the Rockets coming out to play.
Wait, what had to do? The guy said, I just pray Draymond Green keeps his cool.
Technicals was my favorite. Tech fouls was my tech favorite fouls. Line.
Tech fouls.
It was so many good lines.
Oh, man. How many more minutes we got? I'm ready to get out of here, man, after that one.
You can take a nap?
I'm taking a big nap today.
Yeah?
Probably like a 4-hour
one. You and LJ?
No, LJ, yeah, he'll be napping. Not as long as me. No, LJ probably naps, what, hour and a half?
No.
Hour at a time? No,
he's like 20 minutes at a time. He's like me. He's go, 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 go.
Oh, man, it's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Nah, he's
like
good.
Like father, like son? Like father.
So Michelle's got this new move.
Does Duke only speak in raps?
I love Duke.
I love that.
Like how he calls it, he just immediately like slips into rapping like seamlessly when he talks. Like, yeah, I think
so
he does.
So does my boy Young Guido. Nothing wrong with that.
Are we ever playing that rap again? Or
yeah,
are we just
going
to fade it down when we get to that part?
I dumped the four-letter place.
YouTube heard it, though.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, if you're on YouTube, hey, subscribe. Brought to you by First Note.
Did you get a shout-out? I forgot. You got a shout-out in there,
no.
Right? No. Only love it?
Well, it's a Warriors game. I'm
a
Laker guy.
I can go back and
bleep out the four letters.
Yeah, well.
That actually is kind of funny. Maybe we do that.
I think we keep it in.
No, I want to keep it in.
We not if we're posting it on social. Yeah, we can't post on social.
Well, somebody on YouTube, I'm sure, is going to clip that song and post it on.
Like what happened to you yesterday?
Yeah.
That's tough. That's
shout
tough.
Out to Jim Park. Jim Park and I talked in the DMs. We're all good.
Yeah?
We're all good. He's just passionate.
Are you
going to
be on his podcast?
He has a podcast?
Oh, I don't know. I just assumed.
Well, podcast-itis is spreading like a disease. Podcast-itis is real. Everybody's podcasting. Everybody's got a microphone. Everybody sleeps with a microphone. Everybody's talking just to talk.
Who's the chick, Bobby something or other? What is she famous for, and how did she get all of these famous artists?
Who?
Her name's Bobby. She's a blonde-haired woman. I don't know who she is. I don't know what she's famous for.
Like the 16-year-old, right?
She's younger. I don't
she's
know if
young.
She's 16.
No, she looks like she's young, but she's like in her late 20s,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Early 30s.
And
Bobby Altoff?
Yes. Who is she? How does she get these exclusive interviews?
She's a comedian.
She's a comedian. Yeah, well, I find her not funny at all.
I know, but that's her style. It's like anti-humor is like what the thing is called. So like she tries to make these people, she tries to make these athletes or artists like uncomfortable, right?
Gotcha.
The best one I ever saw though is Andrew Santino. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
He
made her feel uncomfortable and threw it back in her face. It was really, really good. But it's an interesting kind of comedy. I'm not into it.
Is it a podcast?
Correct. It's like a podcast form, but she's like a comedian.
Well, some people saying she's in debt. She's in massive debt.
Maybe.
Poor Alex.
I mean, aren't we all?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I'm not one of
I mean, I just wrote a check. Just real quick. I just wrote a check.
Well, you got three houses, so you're going to be writing checks.
I just
got
three houses, two phones. Let me just say this.
Hot tub.
Processing your taxes is absolutely ridiculous.
Golf cart.
The golf cart, we had to, buy a battery to recharge it.
Picket fence.
But, like, what'd you say?
Picket fence.
It's not a picket fence. It's a cedar fence.
Yeah, well, cedar fence.
With the, with an illegal
shout out Golden State Lumber.
Shout out Golden State Lumber. No, but like I went to go, you know, I had to print the taxes and it's 50 pages long. And so I ran out of ink halfway through. I said, all right, I'm going to go to UPS. So I went to UPS. I printed them out. And then I went to go to the USPS to mail everything in. The line didn't move for 17 minutes. I got out of line and I went to UPS and I said, I'll just pay the extra $15 or whatever and send it through UPS. Just filing taxes is a nightmare.
Not if you have a tax lady. Gotta get a tax lady, baby.
Plus,
get
the government is behind taxes on Social Security. And
I've
like
already
issuing...
been paid out for taxes.
What?
I've already, my taxes have been complete.
No, I'm saying like, so issuing my son his Social Security number and his card and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So to be able to file taxes, it is just a nightmare. So I have to, just.
I mean, how many Christmas trees are you going to have this year?
I might not be able to afford any this year.
I mean, you got three houses, so I'm guessing that's already six. If you want to go three for the cabin,
dude, you
two for
you
the,
and the house count.
No, you said you flexed out. Somebody said I'm working on my third house. We're like, damn.
That was me and a guy who I don't want to give any oxygen to.
You would be good with a tox. Somebody said recommending. Speaking of podcastitis, 510 like Joe DJ property tax podcast.
Oh, I will do that podcast.
Would Davis Sampson join you? He would do it too.
I'm out.
I don't know.
Trees don't cost.
But it does suck that property taxes are due the same week that taxes are due. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Don't you got to pay property taxes twice a year?
Well, you can do it however you want. You can pay whenever you want. There's certain windows where the portal will open up, but you could send your check in whenever you want. I refuse to give my money to the government ahead of time.
Okay.
I just don't trust them. They've got enough of our money.
What is going on here?
I want less central government. I want less
I want the
government.
Warriors win tonight against the Kings. That's what I
it's
want.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I'm taxing everybody from Sacramento today. We're taxing their asses all night long. Tomorrow when they call in, it's going to cost you $2.99 to call in Sacramento. I'm taxing you guys for even wasting our time with the playing game today. Why even show up? You're losing the game.
Well,
hell with Sacramento.
If Joe Shasky hates taxes, what better team to go against than the Kings?
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, Gavin Newsom, you lost the Niners, and now you're about to lose to the Warriors. All right? Warriors are going to win tonight.
I think Newsom gets to claim the entire state.
Yes.
So if the Lakers or the Clippers.
I think at minimum he's allowed to claim the Niners.
You can get a haircut. For the Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and Warriors.
Dodgers,
Padres. He's got four playoff teams right now.
I'm sick of that guy.
Padres, Dodgers, Angels.
He's got more teams than I've got houses.
A's. But that's what happens when you're the governor.
Governor Shasky when it happens.
All right.
Talk about switching family. He just says when Shasky becomes governor.
Yeah, I know. When he moves to L.A., Shasky would be a Dodger fan. And we were all supposed to understand why.
Just like Mookie Betts.
I do love Mookie Betts.
Oh, yeah, well, we know. And LeBron.
Also, well,
and Rui,
my final thought is this.
And D'Lo.
Non-basketball
and Austin
related.
Reeves.
Non-basketball related. Baseball players right now have a better collection of shoes at the professional level than what's going on in basketball. Basketball, there's signature shoes, so it's different. But I'm telling you right now,
but
the baseball game, well, they have stepped their shoe game
the
up.
The baseball players are wearing the basketball player's signature shoes on the baseball field.
Well, no, it's Jordan's shoes.
Well, they're wearing Jordan's and Seth's.
And the Adidas are sick.
And they're wearing wearing basketball player's shoes on the baseball
and
field.
And I think they're better than what's going on in the NBA.
The basketball players are actually still winning. The baseball players are wearing their shoes.
Two guys.
What are you talking about? They're all walking Jordans. It's the greatest basketball player
tell me
of all time.
Tell me I'm wrong, though. The colorways are better in Major League Baseball.
Well, they just use the colorways, but they, you know, they're basketball player's shoes.
You can admit I'm right.
They're basketball player shoes. They're ripping the NBA players for their shoes. Go ahead. Anybody else got a final thought?
Yeah, my final thought is last night's Giants game, that seventh inning, Jung-Hoo Lee going opposite field to tie the game. That was a pretty cool at-bat. I like that at-bat. Good job, Jung-Hoo Lee.
There it is.
And there's our Giants content.
Jung-Hoo Lee. Go ahead.
Hey, do you guys look at that roster for Team USA this summer?
It's looking pretty sick. I'm
Steph
stoked.
Curry.
Yeah.
LeBron.
Durant.
Joel Embiid. Durant.
I didn't know Joel Tatum. Embiid was...
But yeah, he has multiple citizenships.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
America.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless. Hey, by the way, did you see Steve Kerr quote Austin Reeves yesterday at his presser?
What'd he say? That they're going to go golfing?
He said Steph Curry, quote, is him, as Austin Reeves would say.
Oh, wow. I did see that, actually.
How about just being yourself?
I was going to say something. Oh, speaking of LeBron, wait till we get to off-season talk. That could be next week. That could be from 2 weeks. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four
weeks.
Are
we doing a, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, and it's Shasky edition, and LeBron's coming to the Warriors?
The fit is there for the Warriors. I never said the fit wasn't there.
Fit?
I just said, I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with everything that comes with LeBron. But on the floor, the way he passed that ball, Sonny's like, damn, he's still got it. 17 assists.
Like I'm Kobe or LeBron.
But he's not coming to the Warriors.
I feel vindicated.
He's not coming to the Warriors, but the fit is there. I never said the fit wasn't there. I just said I don't want to deal with the other stuff.
Do you know something?
That was Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. The next, at home or on the go.
I was rooting against Bonte.
You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Guru's a hater. Steiny's a hater. Shasky's a hater. Y'all haters.
It's a legacy game.
Today. It's a legacy game for...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.